Welcome to our second episode of our Flat Circle. We are flattered by the responses you gave to us in our first attempt. Thank you for making us happen. Our mistakes in life are not barriers, they make us learn. As for learning, it is the trick to solve your puzzles of life. So, here we are with the super cool guest of the episode with a remarkable voice. She is Malavika K. Menon, who is pursuing her master's in aerospace engineering at Taulos, a passionate lover of music who is currently working on her musical covers in different languages. So let's learn from her life through her journey. Hi Malu, welcome to our Flat Circle podcast. How are you doing, Malu? And how is your quarantine treating you?
Hello, our Flat Circle podcast. So, to start with, thank you for having me on your podcast. I was really excited seeing your request for me. So, how am I doing? Yeah, I'm doing pretty good here, chilling at home. Like, I came at the right time back from France. So I was a little okay coming here, being with family, so that's good. And quarantine, I'm having pretty good time because I'm doing some stuff I love, that is recording music, and also might be getting together with my flatmates. Yeah, so that's how my quarantine is going.
That's interesting, Malu. So you are pursuing masters in aerospace engineering. At what age you discovered that you have a voice and that you can sing well?
So about my musical journey, I think when I was a baby, I used to love listening to songs. That's what my mom now also tells me. And I used to stop crying when I listen to songs. So my mom made me join music classes, that is Carnatic vocals, when I was four. So I started singing then, and I continue even now, but I stopped training when I was in my 12th because I had to move to another state for my graduation. So that's it. That's how my musical journey started. And now also I'm very grateful to my gurus for it, because they have really imbibed that talent in me and made me a little good in it. So I'm happy.
It's so nice to listen to your voice, Malu, even while you are talking. So I have been following you, your profile, and you are doing so many musical covers for different artists and for different songs. So being a multilingual, how do you feel about that, Malu?
Thank you so much for your compliment. It really, really means a lot to me. So to answer your question, I think there are three kinds of people who love music. One would be the one who loves the tune of the song. Two would be the one who loves the lyrics of the song. And three would be who loves both. So I fall into the first category easily. I think I love the tune of the song always. And that's why for me, language is not a barrier, I think. And to mention, the languages I have sung in as a cover is, one is Malayalam, which is my mother tongue, so I'm fluent with. Two is Tamil, that also I'm fluent with as a language. Three is Hindi, that also I'm quite fluent with. Four is Italian, which I have tried recently, and I think I've done a good job with the pronunciation because I got checks from my friend. Fifth one would be Telugu, that also I'm not at all fluent with, but I tried. I'm not sure whether I've done it right or wrong. And sixth would be Punjabi, that also I'm not at all fluent with. So these are the different languages that I've tried, and I would love to try more. I think I get fluent with all languages by listening to the song more and more. And they have quite some nuances where they enhance the words. So that's how I try to learn the words of that song and do it quite okay.
Wow, that's so, so interesting, Malu. And we have asked many people in our friend circle who are doing music, but we never got any this much beautiful answers from them. It's so good. So which language is your comfortable language? Or to make it simple, in which language you feel like home?
Thank you so much. So the language I'm more comfortable in is, I guess, Tamil, as I'm more proficient with the language because I've been brought up in Tamil Nadu, to be precise in Chennai, for some time, and also I've done my graduation in Chennai. So I'm fluent with the language, and also I can read and speak and also understand well. So that's how I can probably emote a little bit in those songs and make it more soulful.
Tamil, that's so sweet, Malu. And it's also interesting to listen more words from you. So can you please sing a song for us, a few lines from any of your favorite songs?
Talking about my favorites, I think it's everyone's favorite. It's Munbeva. It's one of my favorite compositions of A.R. Rahman. It's so intricate that and it's so beautifully sung by Shreya Ghoshal. So I'll try a few lines.
பூவை தாய் பூவை தாய் நீ பூவை கோர் பூவை தாய் மன பூவைத்து பூவைத்து பூவைக்குள் தீ வைத்தாயோ தோழி ஒரு சில நாளில் தனியான தரையினில் நீந்தும் முன்பே வாய் நண்பே வா உணவா உயிரை வா அன்பேவா பூப்புவாய் பூப்புவாய் அவர்
My God, I'm just awestruck and I got goosebumps all over my body right now. Your voice is so soulful and beautiful, and this particular song is one of my favorite song. I guess Jayaka also loves that song, and happy to hear such a beautiful Tamil song in your voice. And if you could ask me, I won't let you stop singing, but yeah, we have to go. So who is your inspiration, Malu, in your musical journey and also in your life?
Oh, that's so sweet of you. Thank you so much. To talk about inspirations, I think from the musical industry, I get inspired from Jonita Gandhi and her work. Her work is fantastic and very soulful. She can do any genre and any language. So I really want to learn tips and tricks from her. About my life, I think my family is my inspiration, like I think everyone else. They keep inspiring me for doing my work. They keep pushing me to do my work, be it on the professional side or be it towards music. They love listening to my songs, and that keeps me inspired for doing more and more and getting better at it.
Wow, Malu, even I'm a big fan of Jonita Gandhi, and it's too cool to hear that your family is supporting you in your musical journey, where I see most of the family, they are not supporting, they are not giving the right support to the talented people. They struggle between their profession and their passion. I wish after listening to this, many people, many family, they should support their fellow artists. So hopping on to our next question, Malu, you started your musical journey as a budding artist. How do you feel about it? what are the struggles you are facing while you reach it to the audience?
Musical journey actually started off unplanned. One of my friends from Chennai, she asked me to start a page on YouTube or Instagram so that she can keep listening to my songs, and that actually gave me the push to start off the Instagram page. The struggles I'm facing as of now, since I'm not professionally inclined to music, is not much, but the little struggles I'm facing are the unavailability of some of the instruments which I would love to add to my covers, but due to the situation, and also when I'm alone at France, I'm searching for opportunities where I can go perform, but those are very less. So that are the struggles as of now which I face.
Yeah, without using all of the instruments, still you do your best and give your best, and we all love your cover songs which you upload in Instagram and YouTube, Smalu. And as you said, you're uploading your songs in social media platforms. I would like to ask if any of the fellow artists come forward to collab with you or ask you to work with them together.
Yes, there are some people who come forward to ask me whether I could collab with them. They would either be some instrumentalists or they will do some male vocals, as far as I've seen. They send me Instagram requests, and I always tend to reply to them and accept those collaboration requests. And I think that's how one of the recent uploads of mine happened.
It's so cool to hear that Instagram is playing a very important role among authors, and it's super cool to hear that you are collaborating with many artists. Hope to see more cover videos from you along with so many artists. And also, Malvika, we have a question for you. Have you ever tried any musical platforms such as Music Idol shows or something? Or have you ever tried auditioning? If so, tell us your experience about it.
No, I haven't tried as of now any musical auditions or any musical talent shows. I don't know why I haven't, but I haven't tried, yeah, for now.
Yeah, that's okay, but we wish to see you performing lives in front of millions of people and doing lots of musical shows. We wanna see you like that, Malu. So please give a try, and we always wish to see you in such a big position in your singing career. And coming to our last question, what are your future plans in music or engineering?
Tahira, I was happy to listen to that. So with regard to engineering, I would love to pursue my career as a systems engineer in an aerospace industry. And with regard to music, I would love to keep making some covers and get recognized so that I can do some show in front of a few hundred people. That's it.
I am mesmerized by the answer, Malu, as usual. And thank you so much for joining us. And thank you so much for accepting our request. And yeah, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me too. Thank you.
So guys, I really hope you enjoyed this episode with Music by Your Side, and we really enjoyed it while we record throughout our audio sessions. And that's that, and we are hereby ending our this episode by adding a cover song made by Malvika K. Menon of a Malayalam song called Uyire, originally sung by Sid Sriram. So let's meet in another episode soon. Bye bye.